one of the premier programs for our young people thinking about going places and doing things for their future has been over in Kenai for the last couple of decades, and now it's in Soldotna. I'm talking with Sarah Handel over at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce because she is helping to coordinate this effort at SOHI, which gives kids, juniors mainly, an opportunity to go out and see what is here, to know that their education is not just about test scores, but they're going to have to get a job and a career and a future. And we have so many opportunities here that high school students don't really get a chance to experience that real world. And that's what this is. Sarah, congratulations for taking on this year. And tell me how it works. And I guess we're going to be looking for businesses to step up to host some of these students this year.
Thanks, Merrill. Well, we are super excited to be collaborating with the Soldotna High School's counseling department to host a very valuable educational initiative, and that is Soldotna's very own Job Shadow Day, which will be held this year on Wednesday, March 26th. So by having a business participate, they will be helping to bridge the gap between education and the workplace, preparing our students for their future careers while also nurturing, very importantly, a workforce that can meet business needs.
It's such a win-win opportunity. And in this school district, we have opportunities for kids to think that it's not just college or general ed, but what do you want to pursue? It's an individual educational thing. And until you get out there in the real world, it's really hard to know. So this is an opportunity, as you say, not only for the businesses here that need a workforce, but for the student to see that maybe they thought they wanted to be a veterinary, but then when they saw that cat getting spayed, they kind of changed their mind and wanted to be a school teacher instead.
That's correct, Merrill. So we expect around 152 junior students from Soldotna High School to participate. As a host, a business host, I should say, they will have the opportunity to share their industry expertise and daily responsibilities with students. So at Soldotna High School, they put out a survey to the junior class to see what their first choice totals are, or choices would be for a career pathway. And I'm just going to share the top 10. There were over 30 career pathways that had been selected, but the top 10 industries would be culinary, becoming a doctor, working with fire and EMS, hospitality, mechanics, which can be broken down into small engine repair, heavy equipment, aviation mechanics. We have medical, sports medicine, nursing, oil and gas, real estate, and then veterinary and pet services. So those were basically the top 10 career pathways that Soldotna's junior class had selected. So we are working, like I said, with SOHI's counseling department to find businesses that are in those fields that would like to participate in this event. And we're encouraging businesses to take 3 to 5 students. But we are so grateful for any participation. So even if they can only accommodate one student on the day, if they have that opportunity available, they need to reach out to either Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, to myself, Sarah, at 907-262-9814, or they can reach SOHI's counseling department. Megan Murphy is the head of the program there at SOHI. And again, the event details are, it's going to be Wednesday, March 26th. Check-in time would be at 8 a.m. in the morning at SOHI Commons. And then the shadowing time is really from 8:30 to 12:30. And then we will culminate the day by having a special student of the quarter / job shadow day luncheon, which will be at 12:30 at Soldotna Prep School.
Fantastic. And it's also a great opportunity for the junior because they haven't graduated yet, decided that they want to go to college, but don't have an idea what they want to do. If they do have a pathway that they're interested in, to know what courses. They may not need to take chemistry if they want to do something else, so they can get way ahead of the curve on their career. Okay, now the other side of this is, how do I, as a business, sign up and get approved and get matched with a student?
Okay, excellent question. If a business is interested, they can go on to visitsoldotna.com, go to March 26th on our community calendar. There are two links. One would be a link to the participant application form, and then the second link is to fill out a volunteer form for the school district. And once those two forms are completed, then Megan Murphy from SoHi would reach out to them to see if they can partner a few students up with that business.
Okay, and if they didn't catch those top 10, or if they also maybe are a mechanic shop and would be interested in helping the student find out that way, can they go online like that and see if there is somebody interested in what they're doing?
Yes, absolutely. Now, we are encouraging businesses to please sign up before February 3rd. I know that's just around the corner. That's next week. But they can reach out anytime through February to Megan Murphy or myself here at the Soldotna Chamber.
Well, it takes a community, as somebody once said, and we are a community that's interested in the future and our kids having the opportunity to do what they're passionate about. Merle Sikorski with Sarah Hondell. Kudos to the Soldotna Chamber and the teachers over at SoHi for stepping up to give a job shadow program in Soldotna this year. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that Me and My Shadow sound of KSRM.